party to a narrow victory in Monday's general elections. The victory at the polls was an unprecedented fourth for Sir James, albeit with a one-seat majority. It was a large swing from the last election result, in which the ruling party captured 12 of the 15 seats. The balance of power is now 8-7. Was the Vincentian electorate sending a signal to the veteran leader? That's the question I put to Sir James earlier today when I telephoned him at Union Island in the Grenadines.
The fact that the opposition did so well, it means that we, of course, have got to work towards reconciliation, ensure that peace and good order are maintained in the country, and continue with the reconstruction of the country. There was a swing against ruling parties, and we are perhaps the only party in the Caribbean that have withstood that swing and still retained the government.
What are your immediate plans on being returned to office? Economically, what are your priorities?
Well, my first priority, I have called the president, the chairman of the Christian Council, and I asked him to call on Sunday for a day of national prayer on the theme of peace, reconciliation, and reconstruction. And let us pray for a forward movement in the country. We will continue the development programs that we have in infrastructure and agriculture and tourism, and keep confidence going in development of the country.